upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy. How many stars of the show are there?
One. Four.
Who's the star then?
Texas. Five.
No, I'm the star of the show.
No, there's five people. There's five stars.
Yeah, but you guys are role players. I pay you a dollar an episode and I haven't even paid you in like 10 episodes.
Yeah, true. So.
What's up, Trivia with Dad? We have a fun show today. Little light learning. Little geography. Google, but no Googling. I'm talking Google as a topic. And the happiest color of all, green.
Yellow is the happy color.
No, it's bright and it makes me annoyed.
The girls are full of joy. Round one is Africa. We'll see how they do. I am terrible at African geography. I've been there once to Egypt and it was fun. And I would love to explore the country one day, but today we will settle for trivia. Question one. What is the name of the largest desert in Africa, which is also the largest hot desert in the world?
The Sahara Desert?
Correct. Technically, Antarctica and the Arctic are larger deserts. I don't really think of them as deserts because I always think of a hot, dry place, but technically a desert is a barren area of landscape where little precipitation occurs and living conditions are hostile for plant and animal life. That's why the Arctic and Antarctica classify. Question two. What is the largest country in Africa?
Congo?
Egypt?
I think you're thinking about Congo, but it's Algeria. I wouldn't have gotten it.
I wasn't thinking about Congo. I was thinking of a movie and it just reminded me of Africa.
The Sahara Desert takes up much of Algeria and the national animal is the adorable fennec fox. So cute. Question three. The Nile is one of the two longest rivers in the world. It flows through 11 countries in Africa. Can you name two of them?
Algeria and Egypt?
She got one of them.
South Africa and Sudan?
Boom, they each get one. That is teamwork. Sudan and Egypt are the two. The other ones are Burundi, Tanzania, Rwanda, Congo, Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and South Sudan. Question four. What is the most widely spoken language in Africa?
African?
French?
Arabic. Then you have English, then Swahili, and French. There are 2,000 recognized languages in Africa. It's a very diverse continent. Question five. The largest waterfall in the world calls Africa home. What is its name?
Niagara Falls?
I don't know.
We got to get them out more. Niagara Falls is here in America. It's Victoria Falls. It's part of the Zambezi River, forming a border between Zambia and Zimbabwe. There's actually a spot called the Devil's Pool where you can swim up to the edge of the waterfall. No thank you. Girls did okay. They got 2 out of 5. That's a wrap on Africa today. It's such a cool continent. Maybe we'll visit it again one day. Round 2. Google. Google was formed in 1998 by Larry Page and Sergey Brin, two PhD students at Stanford.
I like Safari better.
For realsies?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Google's probably listening. Question one. Google is a misspelling of the incredibly large number Google. How many zeros are in the number Google?
Three.
Nine?
100 zeros. The word Google was picked to signify that the search engine provided massive amounts of information because Google is such a large number. Question two. The word Google was added to the dictionary in 2006. What kind of word is Google?
Verb? Noun.
Correct. It is a verb in the dictionary. The action of searching something up online using Google to Google something. Question three. Google's original name was something you often pay a masseuse to get. What was Google's original name?
What's a masseuse? Nothing.
Back rub was the original name. A masseuse is someone who you pay and they will give you a massage, de-stressing you out. Personally, I think Google was a good change because if the company was named Back Rub, that would lead to all kinds of miscommunications. Hey, go back rub it. Instead of go Google it, that'd be weird. Question four. You use it daily, but what color is the G in the Google logo?
Red?
Sometimes it's different colors, right? At holidays?
That was a good overthink, but the answer is blue. Google is always doing cool stuff with its logo, but technically, the logo has a blue G. Question five. Google bought YouTube in 2006 for $1.6 billion. What is the most common category of video on YouTube?
Cat videos?
Gaming?
Music videos. Good guesses. Followed by how-to videos and then top list videos, like top 20 of this, top 15 of this. YouTube is a monster. There's 1.9 billion users each month. Everybody has a channel. We like watching YouTube videos. Girls finished 1 out of 5 and are struggling to the tune of 3 out of 10 for the show. We hope you're doing much better at home or in the car. Round 3 is volleyball. Volleyball is a ton of fun. It's an Olympic sport. So was beach volleyball. And about a month ago at my school, we started letting the kids play volleyball in the mornings instead of just hang out, and they love it. Question one. In indoor volleyball, how many players are there on each side of the court?
Eight to nine?
Five?
Six. They rotate clockwise, serving and scoring, and in beach volleyball, you just have two. Question two. What organization was William Morgan working for when he created volleyball? Hint, it's the same organization James Naismith was working for when he created basketball.
Sports for good?
Nike?
YMCA. Hey man, I'm talking to you. And the YMCA has developed some amazing sports. You go, YMCA. Question three. Can you kick the ball in volleyball?
I tried it one time and you can't. It's weird. So just say yes.
Yes, the ball is allowed to touch any part of the player's body head to toe as long as it's legal contact. Basically, you can't control the ball or carry the ball in volleyball. Question four. How many times can one team hit the ball on their side of the court?
One, two,
three.
four.
If you hit the ball more than three times, it's called a fault, and a point is awarded to the other team. It's like set, spike it in your face for a point. Question five. In the movie Castaway, Tom Hanks' character, Chuck Nolan, the FedEx executive, survives a plane crash for years on a deserted island, accompanied by his only friend, a handmade volleyball. What is the name of his volleyball friend?
Peachy Pie? Volley?
Wilson, because it was a Wilson volleyball. The movie was a huge hit, and they even make real volleyballs now that look like the one he painted in the movie. And he was talking to it, Wilson, you know, having conversations. Wilson, what do you think I should do? It was a pretty good movie. Girls have 4 points. They gotta be feeling green as we head into round four, green.
I like purple better.
Question one. Which Muppet character sang the song, It's Not Easy Being Green?
Kermit the Frog.
Got it. Kermit the Frog, created by Jim Henson. Question two. If someone calls you a greenhorn, what are they saying about you?
You're a gold digger?
You like to garden?
You are inexperienced or a beginner at something. Solid guesses. Question three. In cuisine, what is the name of the green Japanese horseradish?
Pepper radish?
Willow pelt?
Wasabi. Question four. What is the name of the child's game that has children running on one command and freezing on another command?
Red light, green light?
Got it.
No, it's the tortoise and the hare play
sports. Oh, here we go again. Moving on to question five. The phrase, go for the green, is associated with what sport?
That one where you fling the things, they have balls on either side and they're connected by a rope and you try to land it?
That's a fun game. I forget its name, but no.
Soccer?
Golf. You gotta go for the green. I like golf. Problem is, it's hard and it's expensive and it takes a long time to play. So I only play about once or twice a year. Girls are shooting a triple bogey for this round. They have a score of 6. Two truths and a lie, ironic events. In 2014, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency was pulled over and fined $500 for littering out of his car window. Statement 2. No one knows who invented the fire hydrant because its patent was destroyed in a fire. Statement 3. In 2011, the winners of the Utah State Spelling Bee received trophies that misspelled the word spelling. So to recap, you had the Environmental Protection Agency head getting fined for littering. You have the fire hydrant patent being burned down in a fire. And you have the Utah State Spelling Bee misspelling the word spelling. Which one is the lie?
The first one.
No need to talk, Mila, because she is correct. I made that one up. It took me so long to think of that simple little one, and you got it right away. Girls, I hope you had a good time. You had 7 points. It's time for you to go to the library or use Google to improve your knowledge.
I still like Safari Ben.